Now, Ronan Kelly is here with It Says in the Papers.
Thanks, Gavin. Ross Grey is the most prominent story in the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mail has a two-page spread showing screen grabs from videos of protesters clashing with Gardaí. The headline in the Irish Daily Star is Cade Malí Fáilte. The front page headline in the Irish Times says that Gardaí are examining threats that the centre would be set on fire by anti-immigrant protesters. Inside the Times, columnist Fintan O'Toole is writing about the Irish and migration. The headline there, "We were once the chief exporter of unvetted single male migrants." He goes on to say that the Irish were overrepresented in British prisons and were far less orderly than the young men in the asylum system here. The Irish Daily Mirror covers a new report by the Health Research Board, which says that in 2020, every month, 10 people who were homeless died. Beside that, a piece on the cold weather with the headline, "Minus 5 degrees, fears rough sleepers will die." While in the Irish Examiner, Alice Leahy hates that term, rough sleeper. In a letter to the paper, she says it shows little respect for a fellow human being in that situation. She suggests instead we use the term person sleeping rough. On the same page in the Examiner, in his column, Fergus Finlay is criticising Davos. He says the annual get-together is an offensive spectacle that pulls the wool over our eyes because it refuses to deal with the taxation of huge global wealth. Still on wealth, another story common to most papers this morning is the anger of the late British Queen Elizabeth. According to a book being serialised in the Irish Daily Mail, she was upset at Harry and Meghan naming one of their children Lilibet, which was her pet name in childhood. In the Mail, Queen Elizabeth is quoted as saying, "I don't own the palaces or the paintings, only my name, and now they've taken that." Back to the front pages, and the Irish Daily Star reports that Gardaí mounted a show of force outside the funeral home hosting the remains of the gunman killed in the Blanchardstown restaurant at Christmas. The headline there is "Bodyguard." The Examiner front page says that the government are looking at a debt scheme to help struggling businesses. The paper says that this is in the wake of a spate of restaurant and cafe closures, 4 in Cork City in the last 10 days. Inside the Examiner, a court case about hanging baskets. A court heard yesterday that a community group in Inch, County Cork, had had their hanging baskets stolen the summer before last. So last summer, they put a tracking device in one of the baskets, and when they were stolen again, Gardaí followed the tracking device to the home of a woman in Carrigaline, where they also found stolen baskets. And another hearing is covered in the Irish Independent, this time in front of the Tax Appeals Commission. According to the paper, a 32-year-old man was disputing a tax bill on almost €500,000 in gifts he'd received from his parents. He claimed that some of the money was exempt because it was made up of small gifts given throughout his life, for example, his communion money. The Tax Appeals Commission rejected the man's claim.
Ronan, thank you very much.